Okay, we're learning Simcha Vav up to Sif Dalet, the last Sif, which we began. And we try again to scratch the surface on Isha Niknas Meshleisha Drach and the Kesef Yishtar Vaviyah. Now let's learn the Bechaber and Sif Dalet again. Ha'isha Miskadeshes Meshleisha Drach and the Kesef. Ay bishtar, ay bebiya. You only need all three. Min ha'tayra. They're all derais. Avachamim also lekadosh bebiya. Mishum pritzus. Chazal said it's not appropriate to do kiddushay biya. You have to call witnesses and tell them you're doing it. It's not sneistik. Vim avar bekiddush bebiya. Makin oisay makas mardis. Vim kudeshes. So even though Chazal didn't want you to be bekadosh bebiya, if you're Mekadesh Bebiya, it's Miskadeshes. It's Miskadeshes. I don't remember if I mentioned it last week. The question, if Chazal didn't want you to be Mekadesh Bebiya, they should have said, okay, Kedusha Bebiya doesn't work. It's not the right thing to do. So they answer, the Hamakni answers with the Tazei Yadua. Tazei Yadua says that Chazal can't answer a Dover that's Meforish Bekra. I can't totally answer. We said that even though you're not do schayra with the Baram Asurim, chaylev you're allowed to. Why chaylev any different? So it says, I machol anachri. The Torah says that's what you do with the chaylev. So Chazal don't have the power, so to speak, to answer. Davam Mefarish Bekra. So they didn't ask to sell the chaylev. The same thing he says. They couldn't totally ask a bia. It says kikach yishisho bala. It's the only type of kedusha that says beferish in the pasir. Kikach bala. What?
At the time it's bia. The same time for yichud, isn't it?
But yichud is perhaps just not kedusha. It's a suin. Except by rabbi. What? Puravu is bia. But here we're talking about kedusha, not puravu. So you're right.
By answering it. The
Kiddush
is what? The marriage.
Well, Kiddush is not Nisuin. Kiddush is the first step in marriage. And then Nisuin, the Chuppah, is later. Now you're saying the second reason they wouldn't ask. But anyway, Lamaisa, it says that not to do Kiddush Ebiya. Vafil Kitchen Bekesem Bishtar, Im Loi Shidduch Tchila, if there was no Shidduch. Shidduch doesn't mean a Shadchan. Shidduch means there was no prior discussion. A man meets a woman, he gets carried away, and they decide to do kedusha without a prior arrangement to meet each other. It's a recipe for disaster. You know, to just marry someone without finding anything out about her. So Chazal said, "Not to be mekadesh im lo shidduch tchila, shekiddush b'shuk." Well, you do it; it's very inappropriate, just in the shuk, meaning in a public place without. Without the formality of it, those who tain on those who make a chuppah out in the street, you know, a lot of times they have halls that don't have a chuppah room with a hole to the ceiling, so they do a chuppah in the street. So they tain that's kiddushah b'shuk. You're not supposed to do that.
We see that the shuk does have some type of kedusha, like a tainios in front of the shul.
It's not shuk. No, that's the town square. All right, it is a public place, you're right. It's a public place. Okay.
It's not called Tahas Kibbutz HaShemayim.
What?
They have a chuppah outside.
It is Tahas HaShemayim. They want to be Tahas HaShemayim, but what's more important, to do Tahas HaShemayim or to do Mekadesh B'shuk that the Gemara says not to do? Some hold what? It's not Tahas HaShemayim. The street is not Tahas
HaShemayim.
Oh, the hole in the ceiling is not Tachas HaShemayim. I don't know that. Okay.
So it came outside.
Shuk means a business area. Okay. Could be also they close the street. It could be it's not. Be that as it may. Yeshem Yidur Amos says, Shem Makin Im Kiddush Bekesef Eivishtar Afilu Bishuk. He says, Loi I haven't seen this be practiced to beat someone up. In fact, dangerous a little bit to beat someone up. The Ramah says you haven't seen it. Okay. Anyway, the main point of the Sif, of course, is the beginning. The Shleisha Drachim Shisha Nichnas. I'd like to comment on the Beis Shmuel Dalid, on the top line, Minat Torah. There's a Rambam, which is famous beyond Hilchas Kedushin. The Rambam says, in the right in the beginning of this of Kedushin, when he says a woman can be Kodeshet, Kesef Mishtar Babia, he uses a Lashon, Kedushay Kesef Medivrei Seifrim. The Beis Shmuel brings it. Kosev a Rambam, was the Reish Halacha Aleph, Kesef Hu Medivrei Seifrim. You want to marry a woman with Kesef, it's Divrei Seifrim. Divrei Seifrim sounds like a Derabbanan. Because of Amagid, Ubechol Mokin B'Deiraisahu, Elakol Dome She'enim Aforish B'Tayra Nikra Divrei Seifrim, Avidina Kedin Tayra. So this Rambam, Agadishna, the question is why the Rambam would refer to some derises as Divrei Seifrim and others not. Rambam doesn't usually call it Divrei Seifrim.
Friday's here.
Friday's, that's what I wanted to mention. There's a Hanukkah Nitziv. The Nitziv has an introduction to Hanukkah Shaila. I think it's called Divar HaEmek or Divrei HaEmek. In his space, he has a lot of Klolei Hashas, and he talks there in a very sadistical way about Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Sometimes the Gemara says Beferis, something's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Says Shiurim Chatzitzin Umechitzin Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Shiurim of Kazayas, etc., and Shiurim Chatzitzin Umechitzin. The Gemara says, "Ma, what's mechitzim? Good asik mechitza and lavud is hamsha mesinai and chatzitzin chatzitza. The rules of what's a chatzitza is not a chatzitza. Hamsha mesinai. The Gemara says that nisuch hamayim halacha mesinai. Maybe in all of Shas, I didn't count, but maybe there are a dozen things that it says halacha mesinai. There are many more things." Where the Gemara uses the expression Hilchasa Gemiralan. It's a set halacha, or just as Gemiri. Gemiri the Laikala Shifta. Gemara says Gemiri, you have a Kabbalah, Laikala Shifta, that the 12 Shvatim, no Shevet will ever totally disappear. Or it says on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has Chamesh Tfilas, it says Chamesh Tfilas Hilchasa Gemiralan. If that Kohen Gadol is tevil five times, it's a set din. Safik tumah b'shul sarabim hilchus gemiralan. What does it mean hilchus gemiralan? Rashi all over Shas says halacha l'mashu b'sinai. It sounds like hilchus gemiralan. It's a halacha that's given over to us. The Gemara always says you can't argue. You don't argue. It's gemiri. Gemiri, we know for sure, like Kol HaShifta, or Chamesh Tfilas, Hilchasa Gemira Lan. Don't ask me why. Chamesh Tfilas is Hilchasa Gemira. So Shitas Rashi is that every time it says Gemiri or Hilchasa Gemira Lan, it's Halacha Moshe Mesina. Now, the Nitziv says that the Rambam disagrees. Now, I'll interject something he writes at the end. The Rambam writes in the Akdamot Perisha Mishnayis, that if something's halacha mishum mesinai, it's not shayach machloikas about it. It can't be in shas a machloikas about halacha mishum mesinai. What mesinai means, it's given over clearly, and even uses the lashon that shichah is not shaylit, that halacha mishum mesinai, shichah shechad ami, I forget everything. So these Klal Yisrael doesn't forget halacha mishum mesinai, and the Rambam says, it can't be any machloikas halacha mishum mesinai.
Like shirim.
Okay, they can argue how to measure a kazayas, but that kazayas is sheer, there's no machlaikas. The Chavis Yoyer in Tshuva Kuf Tzadik Beis collects all the kashas on this Rambam. He has many, many places where it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and there are machlaikas. So the Nitziv says that there's a fundamental machlaikas, Rashi and the Rambam, on what's halacha moshe mesinai. Rashi, as I said, says there are many. All the hilchos gemiralans, all halacha moshe mesinai. The Rambam holds differently. The Rambam holds that that when the Torah was given, the Tziv calls it Eish Das Lamai. The Chumash says Torah is Eish Das. There are two parts of Torah, the Eish and the Das. Das, he says, is Halacha Mishum Zina. Das means there's nothing to fight about. There's no fire. There's no argument. Das means Das is a religion. It's a law. The Das, Halacha Mishum. The Eish is Eish HaMachlaikas. It means there are things in Torah, we say Shivim Panim LaTorah. A lot of parts of Torah were given Kepate Shifayt Tzela. The Torah was given to be interpreted by Bnei Adam, to be interpreted by Chachmei Yisrael. So there's part of Torah that's Das. You take Tefillin, the box of the Tefillin. So you read the Chumash, you have no idea what Tefillin look like. But we have Halacha Mishum Sinai, that the tefillin are square, and that the ritzuos are black. We have the basic rules of Mishum Sinai. There's no machloikis what the bias of tefillin look like. That's part of Das. Eish means there are parts that deal with dispute. Right? Rashi Rabbeinu Tam argue how the parshias are inserted into the bias. So that's part of the other chelik of Torah, which is not given Allah Mishum Sinai. The time of Yeshua, they were mesupik about 300 alafas, they're different your size, 300, 3,000. And so what does it mean they were mesupik? Nishtakhu doesn't mean that they forgot, that they don't remember anything about it. Obviously they remembered, and they were arguing which way to go. There were some halachas that were not halachas from the Sinai. There were dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu taught. It was the shtakach, which way to go. There was a dispute, which way to go. So the Nesiv writes that the derech haTorah of the Seirah of Torah is that there are arguments in a generation, sometimes in a few generations, and then it gets resolved. Well, there was a Sanhedrin, it got resolved. The Sanhedrin pasuk. There's a Taisus brings some Yerushalmi that until the machlokes, they still on Beis Shammai. If smicha, if nashim do smicha, until that machlaikis, there was never a machlaikis in Klal Yisrael. Now it can't be true. We know Shaul and David argued mekadosh b'milvo pruta mekudesha. Shaul and David were before Hillel and Shammai by a few years. There were plenty of machlaikis. It's not shayach that they should be learning without disputes. But it means there was a central Sanhedrin that passed every single argument made it to the so-called Supreme Court, to the Sanhedrin. No, but the things that became significant machlokes were decided. Those halakim, what's called das, what's called eish, that was decided, that's hilchos gemuralon. Hilchos gemuralon means that Klal Yisrael argued about it, and there was a decision. There was a decision l'dairis, and we have hilchos gemuralon. We have it passed down to us from the generations. These halachas. It's not halachas mesina. It's what the Rambam calls medivrei sofer. When you think about the words medivrei sofer, it fits beautifully. Those they argued about it, and the sofer, the talmid chacham of Klal Yisrael, they decided. So when the Rambam says that something is medivrei sofer, he doesn't mean halachas mesina. He means hilchos gemuralon, the dinim that come down as upkapaskin to halacha from Chachmei Yisrael. So halacha l'maisa we have. Now, they're trying to say a person is not an apikairis. If he learns something and he says to him it makes sense, like Shammai, not like Hill, halacha l'maisa is hilchos gemuralon. If someone's going to say not like halacha Shammai Sinai, he's a fool. Halacha Shammai Sinai means that's it. Gracious Baruch Hakim, it's a Moshe Messina. But things that are ayin panim l'Torah in limud haTorah, they all exist. It's interesting. In the Sefer Ikrim, he has a very nice example. He says we have an animamin that Mashiach will come. In the Gemara, it's in Chelet, there's a Amira who says I think it's Hillel, not Hillel of Hillel, but Rav Hillel. He says, "Butla Mashiach. Mashiach's not coming anymore. Shkvar avda bizman chizkiyah, and there'll be soif yamin. There'll be olam abad. There'll be a ketz. But his shita is that Mashiach, we fapachket the whole Mashiach business. That's what he says. So he's happy kairis. He doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So Sefer Ikrim says the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim are a mistake. How could it be? But according to this, the point is there was a dar in which there was such a machlokes.
Yeah.
It's up kapaskin for us. It's already up kapaskin. Not like him. But it doesn't make an happy kairis to hold that one. So it's a very geshmak in the tziv to get their hadvarim. I'm sorry.
No problem. It says many times in the Gemara. So, in other words,
that's when Rav Nachman says halacha so and so. He's deciding his opinion between two tanoim who the paskin like.
Right.
So mechal the pligi. So it must be an argument. Zereshava is all part of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatay Nidrashas Behem. It's given over to the Dairis to decide how to dash in Zereshava. So that's all part of the Ayin Panim L'Taira. So you could have machlokes. We're getting a sidetrack, but Tosfos in Perek HaZayrik asks, how come we have machlokes in Zereshava? Zereshava, you can't dash it on your own. You can't just open a chumash and dash it. So Tosfos, it's easy Tosfos to find. It's a gigantic Gemara. It's a mostly Agadita. There's one little four-line Tosfos in the corner. Perek HaZayrik is not so long. And Tosfos says, "How can you have Gezer Shava?" He says, "The mispar of Gezer Shavas were given, but there could be a difference of opinion within them how to apply them." If the Rambam does use it for Drabanas, I'm not sure. It would be very confusing. But certainly when he uses it for Deraises, like here, it's an explanation of what he means. He means it's been decided. It could be in a previous day it was Machlaikas. But by now it's been decided that it is that way, and that's the Medivrei Seifrim. It's a beautiful and of course he answers all the kashas of the Chaves Yair with the Amachleiks of Oshem Sinai, like Rashi, those are halacha Oshem Sinai. Like the Rambam, they're not halacha Oshem Sinai. Like he says, the Siv writes, like the Rambam, there are only a few halacha Oshem Sinai. Mostly it's not. According to Rashi, there are many more. It's a nice, more than nice. It's, you say this thing of Havana in the Rambam and Rashi, it applies actually to more cases. Rambam Rashi argue what the Gemara says Talmud. Person Shlosh Yishlash Shadam Limuda Shlish Bimikra Shlish Bisha Shlish Talmud. It's also Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What Talmud? What Gemara exactly means? The Rambam says Gemara means Gemiralon. What we have a Kabbalah. Rashi says Gemara Talmud means Popula Deraisa. It's almost the Machlokes, the Sephardi style of learning and the Ashkenaz style of learning. To a certain degree, I mean, today everything's getting mished together. But it's funny here. I talk to the Sephardic boys upstairs. I know a lot of them, and then they go learn out of town. They come in, and they talk. They tell me the language. How do you take from the Sephardic boy? He says, "We handle in learning." Like the word "handle" here from the Sephardic boy is a little strange. And you know, he's not in. He's in the Sephardic yeshiva. He says they use this lashon, so it's getting together. But I remember Rav Avadya gave a shiur in Yeshiva Tarvadas when I was a senior in 1974. He gave a shiur. I still remember what the shiur was about. He gave a shiur on Sherek Sosfai, and I'm not like it's what it is. And it wasn't the typical pilpul shiur. It's a shiur full of Marma kindness and different ways of looking at the Gemara. And then he stuck in a little shmuzerei, a little musar at the end. Said the problem with you boys in your yeshivas is you learn too much ktsais and too little chayshin. Too much ktsais and too little chayshin. So that was in 1974. Today they learn much more ktsais and much less chayshin. But anyway, it's a nice sadistic. It's a valuable maramok in the sefer that's barely looked at. That's what we're saying. Divrei Sefer is Deraisa. It's where the Seferim, when there was a dispute, had a Tash Deraisa, and the Seferim decided one way or the other. There was a decision. Okay, let's get back to the halachas. All right, the halachas of Dalit are simple. I think you'll be surprised to see Be'er Heitiv Dalit. Okay, this is not what you would expect to see in Shulchan Aruch. How many of you got married by day? Anybody got married by day? Yeah, you too. Me too. I got married in the afternoon. So let's see about everybody else. Be'er Heitiv Dalit. Oshe Kiddush Isha Sheniskatcha Balayla Safik Imhein Kiddushin. Hooray. You hear this? Most weddings, you should get your money back, Aaron. Most weddings, he says, well, most weddings stay out by night. This is an astounding thing. Isha, Shediskacha, Balayla, Safik, Ame, Kedushin, Hora, Aim, Kasgazegdaila, Upaya, Yaminik, Kavua, Lakadish, Balayla, Bitalti, Aminik. Bitalti, Aminik, to do Kedushin. You know that in Europe, the minig is that they do Kedushin in the afternoon and they do the. And they do the suit at night. So, what's going on here? Where's this coming from? And where are we coming from? Well, what's astounding is that there's a Chumash Rabbi Kivayger, I have a copy of it. Tshuva Ayin Aleph, Chelik Beis. To say Tshuva doesn't bring it, it doesn't seem he had the second volume of Chumash Rabbi Kivayger. But the way it begins, Adas Aminig Vekama Mekaymis, La'acher Hachupa Ad Halayla. Ubekachim Balayla, Imnochim Lasis Kane. That's a Shaila. Hear this? Imagine you do Chuvus Rabbi Kivayger. That's a minute, Bekabel Kaimis, Lacher Chubad Alayla, Bekachim Balayla, Imnochim Lasis Kane. Is it appropriate to get married at night?
Like it did.
So I'll tell you what it's telling you. Dear the Ramah, there's an Ashkenaz Minig, is we don't do Git by night. Now, a get is really not a din. Kedushin is not a din. We have a minute, we do Kedushin, we do get only in front of a Bezdin. And all the dinim of Bezdin apply, but the dinim are Yashin Vayayim. And the Raman brings that the minute is that a get is done only in front of a Bezdin and only Vayday. The Rama himself says, "The welcome egon. If you're afraid you won't get you won't get it done, you could do it even balayla." And but the chetchila, we do a gittin only by day. I once had this maisa. We once had sort of an emergency get. Somebody in a second marriage found out something about her husband, and we had an emergency out. I drove out to Muncie. I think David Shurin came with me. We needed a notary for whatever we were doing, and we went to the person's house and he made a shliach to do the get, and we left someone in the house afraid he'll be chayzer on the shlichus, and we rushed to do the get to get it done before nightfall. And Rabbi Landesman was the masadar again, I think, then, and I think he said, look, if it goes into nightfall, we'll do it anyway. But try to do it. I was especially nervous because I was one of the Eidim. And I was delayed after the whole get is written and read and proofread, then the Eidim sign. And it's with a quill. And I'm not used to writing with a quill. And I had to sign my name with a quill. And if I mess it up, I've got to start all over again. So Baruch Hashem, I survived the experience. But Oisis don't have to be kosher for a Sefer Torah on a signature. Have to be readable, but so that's by gittin. Now this Re'im says, what do you mean? We makish avayi liyitzia, v'yatza v'haisa l'shacher. We makish gittin to kedusha. So if gittin is not supposed to be balayla, kedusha shouldn't be balayla. Makshira avayi liyitzia. Now according to the machaber, according to Beis Yosef, if you can even do gittin by night, you certainly can do kedusha by night. But according to the Ramah, that we do gittin only by day, so we should do kedusha by day. What?
Why
the Ramah brings such a minig that it has the rules of a din Torah, and a din Torah is only by day. What? So why don't we have a bezdin by kedusha? That's a good question. Why don't we have a bezdin? Okay. So the question is legitimate. In Pisrei Tshuva Zayin, he talks about it. Now, So that's what Bikivega brings. Bikivega brings from the Gemara, the Mishnah, Lon Imai Bapundiki. There's a Mishnah that says that if a couple gets divorced and then they stay in a hotel room by themselves overnight, and the Eidim now know they're there, that you know, then it's a BS, a BS. No, so you assume they did Kiddushin. And there was a night, Lon, it says, Lon Imai Bapundiki, Lon is a night. That's what Bikivega brings. In the Pisrei Tshuva, he brings another Gemara, Daf Yad Aleph. It's interesting. The Gemara is talking about someone who gives, it's two places, Daf Tes and Daf Yad Aleph. A man gives money to a woman. And later she discovers, he's a Kaddish owed 100 zuz. And later she discovers that one of the zuz was a different coin. It wasn't, it was a Matbeya Psula. So the Gemara says, if she got it, so she was Sabra Vekimla. She agreed. So Gemara says, she couldn't see. He gave it to my knife. It was dark. And she couldn't see the coins. So Gemara is not coming to tell you Kedusha works by night, but Agav, you see, Kedusha works by night.
But Kedusha Bila occurs at night also.
Kedusha Lani, but every Kedusha Bila, as we're saying, say you can't prove to be, because maybe it's Bayayim. You can't prove it. But Lani, by the Pundiki, is Takam Lani. So, but what you're saying, this Pesachei Tshuva Zayin, it's mostly Maram Mekaymis, but if you look at the last four lines, Me'ata Yesh Leima, because nobody wants to be married, but not like the Re'im. She said, Me'ata Yesh Leima, the Mesapkulu Marimin Svar Re'im, and now, Hadu Dafke Kedushi Shtar, that's Dafke Kedushi Shtar that we learn out of, get of a Kedushi Kesef, Kuliyama Maita, the Lai Makshina. Everyone agrees there's no hekish. Yechayel Kaddish. Balayla v'ahenu sugyam b'kiddusha sham d'mayri b'kiddusha kesef. So he gave her a bunch of coins. That's kiddusha kesef. So v'meila, it's good. And he tzechet su. The rest is just a list of marim kindness. That you're allowed to do a balayla. And we know that the custom by us is to do a balayla. And someone told me that Ramesha said, even by getting, if you have to do, you do a palayla. I think you did tell me that someone told me Ramesha said that Kedusha Bayayim is lachat chila.
Isn't the bear hated after the Pisrei Tshuva?
No. The Pisrei Tshuva starts, I am bear hated. So the Pisrei Tshuva is like,
why should it get by itself?
It begin without a bear's name.
With
Aiden. Okay, so that's this. And I don't know what he does with it, but this is his Shara sort of. He did it by himself in America. Yeah. Okay. Simnai and Alice.
Yeah.
So okay, this is the Tumel about Kedusha Belaila. Obviously, it's Kvar. You know, it's already very safe. It's also the Gemara line already that you can do it by night. It's already. Pretty much decided that that we could do it at night, and I think all the everyone seems to agree. Okay, so this is pretty much the end of Simen Chavav. Let's start Simen Chav Zayin, which picks up on the rules of Kedushei Kesef. I just want to point out, because I have it again in a moment. Well, what he's saying here, Makshinan Havayali Yitzia, okay, there's a hekish of getting to Kedusha. That's how we know Shtar, according to the Ikrabad Yavin the Gemara. Shtar Men Allah, Yitzia, Yatza Vahaiso, Makshinan Havayali Yitzia. Just like a get works with a Shtar, Kedusha works with a Shtar. So, Makshinan Havayali Yitzia. So, therefore, for example, a get, we're going to have soon, can't be Bechubal the Karka. Since it says there are two drushes, Uvasan Biyada, or safer krisus, safer means it's not attached to the ground. So a get can't be b'chubal karka. Get doesn't have to be on parchment. A get could be on anything, but it can't be if you wrote it on a leaf of something that's attached to the ground. So b'chubal karka is possible by get. So kedushin shtar kedushin also can't be b'chubal karka. Everyone holds that. Now, what about kedushin kesef? The Gemara says, Makshinan Havayis Lahadadi. This is where it gets confusing. Well, Makish Havayu Yitzia, that's Klar. The Gemara says, Makshinan Havayis Lahadadi. Havayis means Kesher Shtarbiya will Makish. Well, I'll give you one example. It says that in a Torah, after a woman gets Kedushin, she's allowed to, if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's married a Kayan. So he's allowed to eat Truma. So if the Kedushin, you're allowed to, because it says Kinyan Kasbai, Yechalbai. It says by a Kayan, Kinyan Kasbai, Yechalbai, which includes an Eved, that's Kinyan Kasbai, or Nama, and includes the Isha also. She's also Kinyan Kasbai, Yemakadish Isha with Kasbai. So Gemara says, okay, Mekadish Kasbai. Why does he eat them by you? Mekadish with Shtarabia. Does she eat Truma? And it says, Makshin and Habayis Lahadad. We makish all the types of Kedushin to each other. And therefore, if you make a with Shtar or with Bia, it's still King and Kasva. Same halach of King and Kasva. So, Makshin and Havayis Lahadad. So now, it gets a little complicated. Let's say Balayla. So, what's said at the end of the Sechei Tshuva is, no, it's only Shtar. We make Shtar, get the Shtar Kedushin. And just like Gittin could be, we don't do Balayla, Shtar Kedushin we don't do Balayla, but other things we do. So what happened to Makshin and Havayis Lahadadi? What happened to being Makish the Kedushin to each other? If Shtar can't be by night, why could Kesem be by night? So I'm going to leave the question hanging. We're going to get to the Beis Shmuel here. The first Rabbi Chanan, the Kedushin Shiurim, in the Sechtes Kedushin, for actually Ois Aleph and Beis, discusses this, which is a very confusing aspect of the Sechtes Kedushin. Sometimes we say, Wemakish Avayli Yitzia, Wemakish get to Kedushin, only Kedushin Shtar, and sometimes Wemakish it across the board. So let's see, let's learn Sif Aleph, and we'll get to it. Now Sif Aleph has two halves to it. The first half, which is on this page, deals with Kesef, and the second deals with Amira, with what you have to say when you're Mekadesh and Isha. The Amira, we'll get to next week. We'll learn the first part of the Sif, the Chabar Amah, at the beginning of Sif Aleph. Let's see. Bekesef Ketzer. Nosam Noisei La B'fnei Shnayim. We discussed this in the past. Eidus by Kedushin is Eidus L'Kiyume. It's Eidus L'Kiyume means if there are no Eidim, they're not married. Even though he means it, she means it. But if there are no Eidim, it's not a Kedushin. So it has to be B'fnei Shnayim. And it has to be Pruta, the value of a pruta. How much is a pruta, we'll discuss momentarily. Oy shava pruta. Shava pruta means you can give her an article, an apple, or an item of clothing, or a ring. A ring is not pruta, it's shava pruta. It's worth a pruta. Va'oymar lo, hari abu kadeshes li bezeh. It's a loshna gemara, ve'oymar lo. It's really out of order, because you really have to say it before you give it. But the Gemara uses this lashon ve'oymala ha'imukdeshes libazeh. So that's very simple enough. Mechaber Ramah just says yeshay mishiyeshleim ala kidas moishe v'yisrael, which we say I'm going to be tabazu kidas moishe v'yisrael chidos lechatchila noyagin lechatchila. It's not ma'akiv, but we say kidas moishe v'yisrael v'chidoyagin lekadish b'tabas. Our meaning is to be kadish with a ring. Yeshleim Yeshlem Tam B'tikuli Azayar Mitzapi Kabbalah. That's why we use a ring. I don't know Tame Kabbalah. The language of the Shloah HaKadosh Api Kabbali, try to be Mitzarif Oisis Hashem Yudke Bavke, wherever you could. See, he says we use a ring. This is what he says. Don't answer Pshat. He says it's two hands, the man's hand, the woman's hand, 10 fingers. That's it. That's, I'm sorry, that's the two Hays. He has his 5 fingers, she has her 5 fingers. And the Yud is the ring. The ring is a circle without any parts to it. In the Shla, if you want to find it, it's there's a picture of a circle. There are no pictures in the Shla. There's one place, I don't know why they need a picture of a circle, but the ring is shown as a circle. So that's the Yud. And the Vav is the finger with the ring on it. You might argue it's a Zayin, I don't know. But that's the language, the ring. A finger with a ring on it, that's a Tzuras Avav. So that's a remez to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. I had somebody who told me that his Masada Kedushin was Makbid, the ring shouldn't be a square, they have some squared rings that are square. He said, it's funny, the Kedushin was Makbid. So I told him, look, Hapi Aloch, it's not a Shaila. The Kedushin with the potato works. Maybe the potato also has a Tzura B'yud, I don't know. but he's Makbid, he's tried based on the Shlach Kedush. The Shlach Kedush says...
Why is
the Yud has no other parts to it. It's just this watch. They tell me Yud has a Kutsu Shul Yud. I don't know anything about this stuff. I'm just repeating the Shlach.
Some people say the Tapas is Zo, not Zu.
So it's an old Dikduk Shah. I think it's a Tos. I think Zu is correct. There are those who say Zoi because they say Tapas Loshon Kevan, it's Zois, it's Jotha Zois. It's. I once had a dispute with this with somebody. It's a difficult question.
Rav Tam said
Zoo. So I wasn't at his wedding, so I don't know. We certainly allowed Chassadim to say Zoo.
Does there have to be a Mira in all three cases?
Pashtus, you always need a Mira. What Rashi says, it's interesting, because you're going to have to do with next week's discussion. The first Mishnah in Kedushin, Rashi says Kesef, the Mishnah says Kesh Darbiya. So Rashi says Kesef, that he takes Putush of a Prut of Aim Alahari Amukadeshli and he gives it to him. By Bia, he says he's Miyachid. There's no Edom in the room, but Edom are by the door. He's Miyachid L'Shei Bia. He said, Hari Amukadeshli Bia Zoo, and they go into the room, and that's Bia. By Shtar, Rashi says Kesev La Hari Amukadeshli. He doesn't say he's saying. Just as case, don't say a word about me. I remember, I learned Kiddushin by Rebellion Chazan. So he turned to the Rashi on the Ran in the back, on the Rif. And there, Rashi, same Rashi, but it says, Shtar, Christ of Allah, Ve'aymalon. So he says to Stira and Rashi. Then he left, he said, Rashi on the Rif is not Rashi. Somebody else wrote it, I have my old rule that any time a Gemara says the word Rashi on top,
it's not Rashi.
It's not Rashi. When it's Rashi, it doesn't say Rashi. In the Dorim, it says Rashi on top, not Rashi. In Pirkei Avos, it says Rashi on top, it's not Rashi. In the Yaakov, it says Rashi, it's not Rashi. When it's Rashi, Shmai Kaidavah, you don't have to say it. But it means it's a style of Rashi. Now, why doesn't Shtar need Amira? I'll tell you Pashim Shad, and next week we'll see if it's true. The way I would understand, I think that everyone understands Pashim Shad and Rashi, is by a shtar, if you give a rolled up shtar, you have to say Aram Kodeshes. Shtar means that you show her what it says. If she reads what it says, it's no worse than saying. You try to convey to her and to the witnesses your intention. So if it's written in the shtar, the Hariyat, and there it says the names, and even in the shtar Kiddush, like a shtar Gittin, you spell you write out the names. So there, it accomplishes the Amira just by showing the words. Tak, if you roll it up, no one sees what it says inside, you have to say, and you do it that way. So that's the, that's relates to Amira, which as I said, we'll get to next week.
Why didn't she have to say she accepted?
A woman doesn't have to say she accepts it. The woman is passive in the Maisa Kedusha. She accepts it. She doesn't. If a man says to her, you're married with this, and she doesn't run away, so we assume that she's in agreement.
She
doesn't do a mice of taking it. She's passive. She agrees. She accepts it.
By your case, you have to say anything. By your case, what? Does he have to say anything? She do whatever like, yes,
she doesn't say anything. She doesn't say anything. No, matter of fact, he says, Hari Amo Gureshesli. He says, Hari Amo Gureshesli.
You have to be so it should be the same, no?
It should be the same. Okay, no. We'll talk though, if the Amira, you mean because they're Shtar?
They're
Shtar. I hear. Okay. The question is if there is the Chalev is Makiv by Gather. We do say it. We see that Amira is not Makiv. So we're going to have next week that a Sukkim by Sinyan, if it's clear what they intend, that it works, like our weddings. So we'll discuss the Amira and the Sukkim by Sinyan. That's the end of this thing.
Do you have to sign the Shtar?
No, only people selling shtara eidim by gittin and by kedushin. The only people and by selling karka. The only people have to sign are the witnesses. Ksub also, the chasidim also sign. What? It's a machlekes within 30 days of Purim. It's a machlekes of Megillah between Tosfos and the Rashi. Tosfos asks, why didn't Mordechai give Esther a get? Why didn't he give her a get? She won't be offered to him. So Tosfos answers, because you would need two witnesses, and is afraid there'll be a piercing hadavar. Once you call the witnesses, people are going to talk about it, you know, top secret. But everyone will tell one person at a time, I was a witness, Mordechai gave Esther a get. He was afraid it would be before sin. So the Rashba, the Gila, brings the Tosfos, and he asks, he could have been Megarish B'Ksav Yadai. Rajah Shita is, he could do a get without witnesses, just with the signature of the Chassan, and giving it to the Kala. So he asks, and I don't remember what he answers instead, but that's brought as the Rajah Shita, that you could do a get B'Ksav Yadai, in which case you probably could do condition too. But okay, we're getting sidetracked. Let's talk about Shavaputa. The Shtar does not. The first riff in the Masechta brings Yerushalmi. He says, B'shem Yerushalmi, a shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. If you would say it has to be worth a pruta, then it's kesef anyway. It's kesef anyway. So it must be that the shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. So the Ran on the riff says, why is the riff bringing this Yerushalmi? It's an afkamina. And nowadays, if a Kaddish a woman with the shtar, there's no reason not to. You could do it. You want to have an interesting wedding. You could do, you do the kinyan chalipa b'ksuvah with the shoe, like Boaz did, and you do the chuppah with the shtar kedushin. So what happens? He uses the Ran says, what does he use the shtar kedushin? And you find the psul in it afterwards. So he said the riff brings this to tell you. The riff says must be the shtar. Doesn't have to be worth a pruta. If it's worth a pruta, and you give it a shame shtar, it's kesef anyway. So the Rav says, we see from here, even if you give it a shame shtar, if it's worth a pruta, it will kodesh this anyway. So if the paper is worth a pruta, and the shtar has a psul in it, the Rav says, it will kodesh this anyway. So we call that kinyan moel. Sure, you had a mind for a kinyan that doesn't work, and you do it again.
Isn't the shtar worthless anyway? It has names on it, can't be used for anything else. Can't have it.
You're all teasing me with things I didn't mean to speak out. There's a very geschmacka brisker rav about this. The crowd, you'll enjoy it. The very geschmacka brisker rav. He says, the question's good. A plain piece of paper has value. Once you write a get on it, what's it worth? If it's kosher for a get, it's worth. If it's possible, if you mess up the words, what's it worth? What are you going to do with the paper? Lots of people who say,
you know.
Like,
I mean, if it's
interesting
to write some more inside again.
All right, tough. So it's a geshmaka brisker rav. You'll enjoy it. The brisker rav is really Pnei Shua's kasha. Pnei Shua's on daf, I think, called Bezel Chav Gimel in Gittin. It says there that a cotton really should be able to write again. There's a shaila if you could do it lishma. So Gemara is down if Gadol Oymer Al Gabav, if a cotton could write again. So Pnei Shua has a very geshmaka kasha. It's this kasha. There's a halacha, uman kaina bishvach kli. Uman kaina bishvach kli, pash pshat means, if you have metal, and you give it to a worker, you say, make this metal into a washing cup. So it's your metal, it's your silver, or whatever you give him, and he fashions it into a washing cup. Now you owe him money for his work. So the Gemara says, uman kaina bishvach kli, the uman is kaina, part of that cup. You gave him whatever, $100 worth of silver, and now it's a silver bech, it's worth $200. The uman is kind of the cup itself for $100 worth, but tonight that he has to give it to you for money. It's like he made it tonight in the beginning, but he has to give it to you for money. But the chiddush is he doesn't have to give it to you until you give him the money, because you say it's mine, and it's not yours. Uman is kind of bishvach. So when Yeshua asks, if a cotton who's 12 years old writes a get, He took a paper that's worth a dollar. And now, for written get, people pay a cipher a lot of money. The cipher gets paid to write a get. So now, Uman kind of a shvakli, the cotton is kind of the get. A cotton can't be makna. The get has to belong to the chasm, to the husband. The guy that get has to belong to the garish. He has to own it. He has to own the get. So if Uman kind of a shvakli, the cotton's kind of, it can't be makna. So if the Yeshua says, how could a cotton ever write a get? Yeshiva boys always have one terrence. Yeshiva guys always say, what? It can't really be mafker either.
The world, the paper.
What the yeshiva guys say is that he writes it right before his bar mitzvah.
Yes.
He writes it out of cotton. Then he becomes bar mitzvah and he's mafked it to the. That's sort of the yeshiva bachrim hechatimtza. But anyway, so the Yeshua has to kasha. How could it come?
He has to write a letter as a gadol.
You write it. Why don't say write it as a cut? The question is, how could a cut write it? What's the happening a cut to write it? It's not going to help. Who was he going to give it to? So they answer what David said. That I think it's Yeshua's teretz. That when the cut writes it, if it becomes his, it becomes worthless. Because then it's a scribbled up piece of paper. And when the cotton writes the get, if he's kind of bishvachli, so now it's a piece of paper with words on it that's not usable. So he's makalkal the paper. It was a perfectly good piece of paper, and he messed it up. So he says he can't be kind of bishvachli. Because if he's kind of bishvachli, it has no value. It can't be kind of something with no value. So therefore, he's not going to kind it, and the get could work. That's I think the Pnei Yeshua. Say other turuts. The other turuts. I'm just saying the Pnei Yeshua is dead. So the Briska Rav in Parshas Vayakel coming up. The Chazal say Bitzalel was 13 years old. Maybe the man Yomi was under Bar Mitzvah. He says no, he was 13. So Briska Rav says, why is it important to know he was 13? So he says because Bitzalel made the Aron. And if Uman kind of Bishvakli. So Bitzal was kind of the Aron. He can't be makted to Klal Yisrael. So how did they use the Aron in the Mishkan? So it must be that he was Bar Mitzvah because of Uman kind of Bishvakli. Hey, like that? Let's get back to some Chavzai. Sorry I digress, but sometimes people remember the digressions better than the... Okay, I want to talk about Shavu Pruta. There's a major split in Rishayim and Achrayim about Pruta Mishava Pruta. I want to try to explain what the Rishayim say and then how all the Achrayim, the Sivas, the Sman, the Taz, how they talk about it. What is a Shava Pruta? People today, it's very confusing. People say a penny is a Pruta, a nickel is a Pruta, a dime is a Pruta. I'll give you the background though. No more pennies, okay. This is the Machlokes. The Rambam, and the Rambam is in the Pirshei Mishnayos Kiddushin on the first Mishnah, and the Rif, they say a pruta, it's chasi sa'ira kesef. You take silver, pure silver, chasi sa'ira, a bali, you know, I have in the Charlotte, these bali, of a bali size of silver, and it's very hard to measure. The Chazenish measured for us. The Chazenish says there are 1120 Chati Sairas in an ounce of silver. He has grams translated to ounces. It's 1120 in an ounce. Not if it means a troy ounce or a regular ounce, but let's call it an ounce of silver. 1120 Chati Sairas. That's the Chazenish's measure, which means with the price of silver is $11.20 or less, then a penny is a pruta, because there are 1120 prutas in the ounce, there are 1120 pennies in the ounce. So if the price of silver, which traditionally was always under 1120, was so then a penny is a pruta. When it fluctuates, it's mathematics. You find that the price of silver, that's Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaRif. The Shita of the Rajba, Adafir Aleph in Kiddushin, and the Ritva, is that there's no set amount. We don't even know where the Rambam got the Chatzisayra from. There's no Gemara. The Achreinim say got it from the Gaidim. But the Shita of the Rashba, the Ritva, is that it has to be what he calls Kesef HaYotze. Kesef HaYotze means spendable money. It has to be an amount of money that you can buy something with. Kesef HaYotze. Money you can spend something with. Now, the Avdei Beluim, the first Avdei Beluim he had discussed this dispute, he says it's a Taichword Machlaikis. Kesef, how would you translate it to English? Kesef. Kesef Zu. How do you say Kesef? It's a Taichword Machlaikis. The Rambam we are told Kesef means silver. Kesef Manchis. The Chazal say Kesef, they mean silver. Chatzi Saira Kesef. It's a certain amount of silver. The Rajan Ritval, Kesef, it's a word for money. It means money, like the modern Hebrew, right? Modern Hebrew, I think Kesef means money. So the Rajan Ritval means money. A Prutus, you have to be able to buy something for a price. So here we have a fundamental machlaikis that has a lot of branches to it. How do you teach Kesef? For how much is a Pruta? That's the first machlaikis. How much is a Pruta? Is a Pruta set? Now, while today would be about a penny, what the price of silver is today, so maybe 2 cents today, but it's not more than that, according to Rambam and the Rif. And the Avdei Beluim, which is the Ktzais, Paskins like the Rambam and the Rif. He has a cash on the Rajman and the Ritva. The Rajman and the Ritva say it's Kesef HaYotze. It's not any metal, it's value. It's a certain amount of value. So he says, if it's value, so why does Tosis ask, how do you know Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef? How do you know it doesn't have to be money that you could use an apple? You could use other things. If it's value, if Kesef means silver, see, it's a kasha. How do you know something is not silver? But if Kesef means value, so what's the difference if it's an apple that has value or a coin that has value? That's the kasha. In the notes under the Avdei Beluim, this type answers because that's after we learn Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. When we have a Libra Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef, then we understand Kesef means value. But anyway, it means value. Now, today it's very hard to know. Once upon a time, you went to the cashier and there were penny items, or nickel items there. You know, you had the bazooka gums, remember the cup of bazooka gums, or lollipops. Today you can't buy one lollipop at a store, unless it's a $1 lollipop, those big ones. You can't buy a single, they just don't sell it. It's very hard. What would you say if I told you that a pruta is kesef hayotze, you have to be able to buy something. What could you buy? What?
A dollar?
A plastic bag is a dime in most of the stores. What? Okay, to place the big man. Maybe it's very hard because really, a pack of Winkies costs a few cents. You're just not willing to sell you one pack at a time. It's very hard to determine. It's a very big nafkamina when we sell chametz. Rav Moshe says the guy's down payment has to be a pruta for each person. If you represent 200 people, so you need a pruta per person. The guy actually gives money for a down payment. And the Grismaish says that it has to be your shliach for 200 people, you have to get a pruta for each one. It's very confusing. B'shas Mechir or something. There's some Rabbanim who just go with a penny and they say $2 and then Sefrid with it. And there's some Rabbanim around the table who demand a higher amount. To me, it's always very confusing how much to what's going to Kesef HaYotze. So I don't know. It's a very difficult question. I always spit sarif at sirif. I was using a nickel for a while, now I use a dime per person. But I've always spit sarif that probably half the people don't even have chametz. Many people don't sell chametz. They're selling just in case. For them, I don't really need a pruta for them, I just don't know who they are. So I rely on a dime. I think a dime is, you can buy something. Most stores don't bother selling things for a dime, but you get together with a friend and you buy, you know, a pack of something, you know, you get a dime's worth. And the Medina Tzirif, that probably you only need for those who have chametz, it helps a little bit.
For the master,
You need to be paid. Yeah, it also has to be a fruit. You're right. Okay, we're going
to... used to be the only thing you could get from for an agora was a curse from a collector.
A curse from a collector. Okay. But you get that for free also. But at any rate, now we're going to come back to the Avdim Gulu. It's Avdim Gulu Ma'alaf here in the Hamakna. This is widely discussed, and we'll come back to it.